Then he says, verse 7, he said in a loud voice,
kisha anasema mstari wa saba akasema kwa sauti kubwa,
fear God,
mcheni Mungu,
and give him glory,
na kumpa utukufu,
because the hour of his judgment has come.
因他实行审判的时候已经到了，应当敬拜那创造天地海和众水泉源的。因此我们看得很清楚，蒙福的人们在那主非常强大的意象当中，2021年10月8号的意象，在那个意象当中，我们看得很清楚，主亚威。
The Lord Yahweh replaces the pulpit.
主亚威更替了讲台。
In that vision, I'm standing on the left-hand side of the altar.
那个意象当中，我站在祭坛的左边。
And while I'm there,
我在那里的时候，
then suddenly the Father, God the Father, lowers a wooden pulpit from heaven.
突然父神从天堂把木制作的讲台降下来了。
And when the pulpit is lowered on the left hand side where I'm sitting, right, where I'm standing right before me,
我站在的那个位置来看，就是我的右边，就是那个讲台往我的右边降下来了。然后主指示我将那讲台放在祭坛的中心位置。当我把它放在下来的时候，那曾经有过的玻璃讲台、现代化的讲台、后现代的讲台。
As I held the pulpit, I realized I was holding the hands of Yahweh himself.
当我抓住那木制讲台的时候，发现了我抓住的是父神的手。
Then as I moved the pulpit with Yahweh himself to the position of the pulpit at the altar, the other glass pulpit that was broken disappeared.
这样我抓住那个讲台的这个木制讲台，也顺便抓着一起抓着父神的手，放在那个位置的时候，曾经有过的玻璃讲台被裂开的讲台消失了。
And so then I positioned the pulpit together with Yahweh still holding his hand.
仍然抓着父神的手放在祭坛的中心位置。
And then at that time,
然后那个时刻，
He left, his hands were released from the pulpit.
他的手就放开了，然后放下来了木制讲台，然后我醒过来了。
So, been exploring the revelation, the translation of that vision.
因此我们一直探索着这个意象的意义。
We have been exploring the interpretation of that vision to you, the nations of the earth.
我们向地球的列国一起探索着这异乡的意思。
And we see very clearly that the Lord is speaking very powerfully to the present-day church.
主非常强大的面对现在的教会说了。
He's saying, "God, tell them to restore my altar."
回去告诉他们要恢复我的讲台，修复我的讲台。用狡猾谎言来侮辱的被放弃的被侮辱的我的讲台回去要修复。
God, tell them to restore my altar that has been defiled.
回去告诉他们我的讲台被污秽的要得以修复。
God, tell them to restore my altar that is broken.
回去告诉他们我的讲台被破坏的要修复。
So we have been on an expedition, on a journey to unveil to you the specific instruction from the Lord in that vision to the nations of the earth.
因此我们一直在这样的一个旅程当中，就是向面对地区的列国这个意向赐给你们的指示是什么，我们一直探索着这个问题，带着你们去。
And so we said that until now we have handled the first part in which the Lord is saying, let them restore the message that is being preached at the pulpit.
我们仍然处在处理第一个方面，就是告诉他们要恢复修复主的讲道，就从讲台传出去的讲道。
And we have seen that yes indeed it is true, another gospel is being preached right now at the pulpit of the Lord.
确实是的，现在在主的讲台传出去的是另一个福音，另一个讯息。
The gospel of prosperity.
繁荣福音。
A more convenient gospel that is itching to the flesh.
更方便舒服的招待人肉体的。
The Lord is saying, tell them to restore back the gospel of the blood and the cross of Jesus.
告诉他们要恢复的就是主耶稣基督十字架和宝血的福音。
And we see very clearly that in that mission, as the Lord is sending me to you, I am holding the pulpit. He has given it into my hands.
在那个意象当中，主把那个讲台放在我的手中，抓住我的手，就放在我的手中，就是给我的。
And then I restore it at the proper place.Of the pulpit at the altar of the Lord.
那我们两位先知来把那个讲台找好准确的位置放下来了，这样一来讲台的修复完成了。
That means the Lord is saying that duty has been assigned to His messengers, the one speaking with you right now.
因此这是非常的明确，这个任务就是要修复讲台的任务是赐给现在跟你说话的这两位先知了。
As you know very well from the Bible that.These two prophets, that has always been their mission.
正如你们知道的，圣经所预言的这两位先知总是执行他们的这任务当中使命当中。
We've seen very clearly that now, ever since the Lord spoke the need to restore His altar that is defiled.
自从主跟我说有必要修复主讲台主被侮辱的玷污的讲台以来
That has become the center mission of this mission of God on the earth.
这就成为面对地球的这个使命当中的核心中心内容
That has become the central agenda of the current ongoing mission of God on the earth right now.
神现在地球进行的使命当中议程当中成为了一个核心的中心的事工非常的强大
Because if you go down deep, if you cascade it further, that altar to be restored is the hearts of the people.
如果你继续的知道这个意象的意思你会发现那个讲台更低的修复的 讲台是人的心
Again, I use the word cascade it down towards the lead scripture tonight.
因此我今天带着你们要继续的进行着这个意义的时候要找到更多的经文内容
We looked at the Bible to see the relevant scripture that can line up this vision that we may understandThe message the Lord is asking that it be restored at the altar. There is no other scripture except Revelation 14.
这样一来我们在经文当中查到就一起查看修复讲台有关的相关的经文的时候主带领的经文就是启示录14章。
And in there, the Lord describes the eternal gospel.
在那给我们介绍的就是永远的福音
So in other words the Lord is saying tell them to restore the everlasting gospel back to the pulpit
换言之将永远的福音要放回在主的讲台上
And you see that in that narrative as the Lord describes the eternal gospel he sends that gospel from his throne room in heaven from his throne
在这个意象当中非常的明确这个永远的福音呢就是从神的宝座那就是赐给我们的降下来的
And so the eternal gospel of the Lord always comes from heaven from the throne of God
主永远的福音总是从神的天堂宝座室那儿来
And you see the angels of the Lord because they areFrom the presence of the Lord,
主的天使因为从神的同在中出来
They are flying in mid-air, in the mid-heaven, depending on the translation you read.
当他飞在天空中就是各个不同的版本中间的空
That means
天空
around where the sun is.
就是太阳所在的地方
And they are proclaiming the eternal gospel of the Lord.
他们宣布主永远的福音。
And as they proclaim that eternal gospel,
当他宣布主永远福音的时候
they are glorious.
正如你所想的想象的他们是荣耀的。
So everybody on the earth can see them.
好让地球所有的人都能够看得见。
Whenever anybody says they have been in the presence of the Lord God Yahweh, and they come out safely, they must always glow the glory of God.
任何一个人从神的同在中出现，然后安全的再出来了，回来了，他只能发出这么荣耀的光彩。
They must always glow with the glory of Yahweh.
他们必须要发出亚威神荣耀的光彩。
Like He that speaks with you.
正如跟你说的这两位先知。
Look at your screen.
看一下这个视频。
Even in Helsinki.
甚至在哈尔辛基
They must always glow with the glory of Yahweh.
他们总是要发出亚威荣耀的光彩。
So you can imagine the angels were glowing up there with the glory of God because they have just come from the presence of God Almighty.
因此天使飞在空中，他们是发出这么荣耀的光彩，因为他们刚从亚威的同在中出来了。
And they are announcing aloud in every language, every nation, every tribe.
他们大声地说，面对着各国各方各族各民
Every dialect,
所有的语言来
and they are pronouncing the everlasting gospel of the Lord.
他们发出神永远的福音
What a tremendous moment that is.
多么强大的时刻呢
and they are flying
瞬间呢
up above here.
然后他们飞在空中
and they are pronouncing it aloud.
他们大声地说
That means nobody, no oneCan claim they did not hear.
就意味着不让任何人说出我没有听见了这样的借口，能够说出这样的借口。
The gospel of the Lord is proclaimed has to be proclaimed aloud, very loud.
换言之，每一次说出主永远福音的时候，必须要大声的、大声的要说。
And so they are pronouncing it aloud up there.
因此，当他们在天空中大声说出的时候。飞在空中
begin to pronounce the everlasting gospel from the throne of God.
当他们从神的宝座那就说出神永远福音的时候
That is where we want to take from what the Lord wants restored at his pulpit.
这就是我们找到了神在讲台愿意要恢复的内容是什么
As they begin to pronounce the aspects,The components of the eternal universal gospel of the Lord.
因此，当他们说出这永远的福音、永远普遍的、永远宇宙万物、宇宙的
First thing they announce is fear God. First in line of priority, fear God, the fear of God.
当他们说出这永远福音的时候，第一次说出来的内容就是应当敬畏神。
In other words, they are saying that in the gospel.Of the Lord, when it's pronounced to you correctly, it should instill the fear of the Lord, fear of God in your hearts.
换言之，当神永远的福音准确地传出去的时候，必须要告诉你的内容就是在你心中要引起敬畏、惧怕神的心。
The fear of God,
惧怕神
must be pronounced by the gospel of the Lord. That is one of the main things.The eternal gospel of the Lord pronounces the fear of the Lord.
惧怕神，敬畏神，这个要求，这个内容，这个命令，必须要有永远的福音来，要传播出去。
And so the Lord says, in line of priority, that comes first.
因此主在讲这个永远福音内容的时候，首先优先地位放在敬畏神这个内容当中。
The angel proclaims that gospel.The second most important thing he pronounces, and give God glory.
第二个最重要的内容就是将荣耀归给他。
Jambo la pili ambalo anatangaza ni kwamba na kumpa Mungu utukufu.
Give God glory.
将荣耀归给神。
In other words, when the gospel, the eternal gospel of the Lord is proclaimed to you, to humanity, then right away,They begin to give God glory with their lives.
换言之，这永远的福音面对人类要传播出去的时候，第二个要求让你们做的就是将荣耀归给神。
In other words, the only way you can give glory to the Lord is by living a holy life and a righteous life.
换言之，你们能够将荣耀归给神的办法，就是要活出圣洁公义的生活。
And so that is a very powerful instruction to this generation.
因此，这对这一代来说非常强大的指示教导。
Very clearly, he's saying that we need to understand what the components of the eternal gospel is.
因此我们有必要理解什么才是组成构成永远的福音。
We need to understand what the objectives and the target of the eternal gospel is when it's proclaimed.
我们要知道当永远的福音传出去的时候其中的目标是什么
that when the universal gospel the everlasting gospel of the Lord is proclaimed it will inevitably make all peopleLive in the fear of God. They will now honor God and reverence God.
当这永远的福音、宇宙的福音被传开来的时候，这应当向人要发出敬畏人、敬畏神的心、惧怕神的心。
Then he says to honor God. Fearing God means also to honor Him, to reverence Him, respect Him, and honor Him.
并且敬畏神惧怕神就意味着荣耀归给神尊荣他尊重他
And yet we know very well that that also implies the fear of God implies to place God to give God his due position of honorAs the King of our lives.
换言之，敬畏神将荣耀归给神的时候，应当把神放在我们生活当中做一个王、君王的位置，最受尊重的。
I said King, you said Mumba. As the King of our lives.
在我们生命当中，当王的、做王的位置。并且永远的福音当传开来的时候
it must bring forth a very important understanding that God judges sin.
这必须要带过来非常明确的理解就是神审判罪
And then on top of that, it must proclaim that God has judged sin before at the time of Adam and Eve, in the days of Noah, and also Judah and Israel have been judged.And even now, he will judge again.
这必须要跟人跟他们要说清楚神审判罪以前审判了罪亚当和夏娃受了审判犹大和以色列都受了审判
And he is coming to judge sin.
并且他再来要审判罪
That way people can stay away. The gospel can keep people away from sin and wickedness. Sin and evil.
好让人离开罪恶转远离罪恶转离邪恶因为让他们明白神是审判罪的以前曾经这么做了将来也这么做的
So you see clearly that the everlasting gospel of the Lord has targets it has benchmarks it has thresholds to achieve in your life when proclaimed to you
因此当永远的福音传开来的时候有非常明确的目标针对你的心针对你的生活方式有非常明确准确的目标
When it says that you should give glory when the gospel hits you then you give glory with your life and fear God so essentially saying incorruptibility you stay away from the wickedness of this worldThe corruption of this world when the gospel eternal hits you.
当这永远的福音击打你的时候，你应当敬畏神，惧怕神，并且将荣耀归给他。换言之，你必须要避开这世界的腐败，这世界的邪恶。
Kimsingi inamaanisha ya kwamba uepukane kabisa na ufisadi. Wakati ambapo injili ya milele inapokugonga, ni lazima uepukane kabisa na ufisadi wa ulimwengu huu.
That is very serious.
这是非常的严重
Because the Lord Yahweh is saying,
因为主亚威说
that when you look at the components of the gospel, the eternal gospel, that the angels are flying up here and proclaiming.
因为当你看到这永远福音的组成构成内容这个天使是飞在空中
then you realize thatThere is a shortfall in the message that is being transmitted at the pulpit today on the earth here.
那你就发现现今这讲台地上的讲台传出去的内容是有缺乏的。
Because when you go to a church, the first thing you need to do is look at the spiritual well-being, the spiritual welfare of the congregations. And that should be a good barometer enough, a good measure enough to tell you what type of message is coming out of the pulpit.
有堕落的，有缺陷，有堕落的。因为当你去到一个教会，查看那会中的属灵的状态，你就会发现，你就能发现那个讲台传出去的福音是个什么样的内容，什么样的水平。
And so it's amazing.
非常的惊人。
Because when you look at the present day Christians, then you realize that the everlasting gospel, the eternal gospel, has not been proclaimed to them.
因为当你看到，当你这个看到现今的基督徒，会发现永远的福音根本没有从讲台传出去了。因为主说
，That the eternal gospel of Yahweh，
亚威永远的福音
，When proclaimed to you as it is from the Lord，
从主而来的这永远的福音，照样跟你传出去的时候。
That you must walk in the fear of God.
应当必须让你走在敬畏神当中。
In other words, from the eternal gospel of the Lord, then you will know who exactly God is, and it demands honor and reverence.
换言之，当你知道这永远福音的内容，那你只能应当必须敬畏神，尊荣正重归给他。
The everlasting gospel of the Lord reveals.The Lord, the nature of the Lord to us, the attributes of Yahweh.
因为这永远的福音显示给我们的就是神的性情，神的属性。
Very powerful.
非常的强大。
And yet the present day generation has no fear of God. So that tells you that there is a shortfall. The gospel being proclaimed has not delivered that to the generations. Has not delivered that.To the Church of Christ, the fear of God has not been dispensed into the lives of the Christians.
甚至是为什么现今的基督徒、现今的教会来说，他们没有好好的受到这永远福音完整的内容给他们传出去，他们没有这个机会接触永远福音完整的内容。
This is very serious, blessed people.
这是非常严重的情况。
So the Lord is saying very clearly to this generation.
因此主面对这一代非常清楚地说道，没有惧怕神，没有敬畏神，你无法见到神的国度。因为这才是福音的标准。
And so later we would want to know, there would be a complete sermon on the fear of the Lord. I'll bring to you a message on the fear of God. What does it mean to fear God?And what does it mean to walk in the fear of God, that you may walk in it?
这一来我们要查看敬畏神是什么意思，后来我们这么做的，敬畏神是什么意思，走在敬畏神当中是什么意思。
What does it mean to walk in the reverence unto the Lord?
什么才将尊重尊荣归给主。
And you'll see many things come out of there, the wisdomThat you ought to walk with is essentially the fear of God.
因此从中会出来很多的内容，智慧，智慧就是敬畏神当中才能够出来的。
And the second thing it says, give God glory. What does it mean to give God glory?
第二，将荣耀归给他，将荣耀归给神是什么意思呢？
This is the instruction that is coming from the vision of December 8th.The year 2021 to the Church of Christ.
这才是2021年10月8号异象当中在主耶稣基督里赐给教会的指示，那个异象赐给教会的指示。当时间来到，主的讲台必须要得以修复。
That the time has come for reverence, for there to be reverence.Reverence unto the Lord.
那这个尊重神的时间来到，他们必须要将尊重归给神。
The time has now come.
当这个时间来到
，For all the nations to recognize the Lord.
谁的列国必须要认出主来，并且这么对待他，将荣耀要归给神。
What does it mean to give glory to the Lord?
将荣耀归给主是什么意思呢？
We know too well that whenever the Lord sends His servants, when He sent Jesus, Jesus said that, "Look, I have revealed you to them. I have done the work you have given me. I have given you glory."
主耶稣基督被差派下来做了主的工，总是跟神说了，神啊，我做你的工，将荣耀归给你了，归给 父神了。
And so when Jesus was going about healing the cripples, the blind, he was giving glory to the Lord.
这样耶稣去医治残疾人，医治瞎眼的时候，这样的方式来将荣耀归给主的。
So when you serve the Lord, and first of all, when you walk in your life as a holy Christian,
当你活出作为基督徒圣洁的生活样式的时候。
Is what glorifies the Lord.
这种圣洁的生活才是将荣耀归给主的。
In the eyes of the nations, they can see you and say, "Wow, he serves a mighty God that has totally transformed him. He was a sinner, but look now he is holy."
这样一来，整个世界看着你看得出来，哇，他现在侍奉的是圣洁的神，完整的神，因为他以前是这个罪。在罪当中的现在变了人了。
What a great God he serves.
多么伟大的神他侍奉呢？
That has totally redeemed him from sin and transformed him and is now a better person. He is holy, he is a better father, a better husband and everything. They can see and glorify God.
他完全从罪当中得救了，这个人改变了，现在圣洁了，他现在成为好丈夫好父亲，完全变人了。
And so we see very clearly also that when you are walking in righteousness, then you are glorifying God. People can now honor the Lord Yahweh your God.
当你走在公义的时候，神认出来你侍奉的神是公义的，这样一来你将荣耀归给神。
So that's very powerful, blessed people.
这是非常的强大，蒙福的人们。
In other words, when you walk into the Christian salvation, when the eternal gospel is proclaimed to you, and you walk in the Christian salvation, it commands.
当你活出基督徒的生活样式，基督徒的救赎的时候，基督徒的这个救赎本身带领着你，要那就不得不，你只能成为圣洁，因为这福音改变你，改变你的生活方式，给你这崭新的生命，新造的你。那些修道接受永远福音的人，就是在这样完整的救赎当中生活。在你走在这种圣洁基督徒生活样式的时候，这公义的基督徒生活样式的时候，你的生活就是惧怕神的，敬畏神的，那所有的人都能够看得见。
But wow, look at that person. They are righteous. They are holy. They are God fearing. They are long suffering. They are patient. In other words, you exude the attributes of God and then people give God glory.
这样，当你圣洁，当你公义，当你活出惧怕神、敬畏神的生活，长时间忍耐、受痛苦的长时间忍的这种生活，那就人们知道他是不一样了。他侍奉的神是个这样的神，这样一来给他们显示出神的性情。你显现的是神的性情。
When people look at you and you're walking.You have received the eternal gospel of God and you're born again to give God glory. Then you begin to exude or reflect the attributes of God to the dark world.
当你接受这永远的福音，活出这永远福音，要出你的生活样式的时候，你向这黑暗的世界，就是发出亚威的光，就是你活出的是亚威神的性情。
The attributes of God, the communicable attributes of God, are those attributes that God Almighty allowed us to share with Him.
这种性情的神允许我们就是发出来的，就是我们能够分享的。神的性情当中有一些我们可以分享的。
So when you reflect, when you walk in the attributes of God, the communicable attributes of God are the ones you can reflect to the dying world.
你向这会死去的世界给他们发出这个神的性情，这个神的性情呢是你们来可以分享的，神允许你们分享这样的神的性情了。
Holiness, righteousness, fear of God, patience, long suffering,
圣洁、公义、惧怕神、长时间的忍耐。
That's why he's saying that When you do so, then people will honor God because you are glorifying God. You are representing God. You are beaming God to the world.
当你这么说、这么做的时候，人们就将荣耀归给神，因为你通过你来知道亚威神的性情，发出来亚威神的性情。
For example, if you are ministering and then creepers get up and walk because of the life of God and the power of God in you.The authority of God in you. You command creepers, they get up and walk away in the name of Jesus. You command the blind to see, the deaf, the mute. Then people will give glory to God. They will say, wow, what a mighty God he serves.
当你做主公的时候，你把通过神的生命、神的大能、神的权柄来向这个残疾的命令、耳聋的、瞎眼的命令，借着耶稣的圣名来，那就他们都得医治了。这样一来，这样的方式来，他们就认识神。
The creepers are getting up and walking. You are commanding, and the blind eyes are opening. You are commanding, and the deaf can hear.Then people will be wowed. The whole town will come to a stop. They say, wow, what a mighty God he serves. So they will give glory to God, even as you give glory to God with your life.
当你命令残疾的站起来，瞎子睁开眼睛，耳聋的听见的时候，这个医治神迹发生了。他们看着这一切的医治神迹，将荣耀归给主，然后通过你来发出、传达出神的性情、神的荣耀。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 5,
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew 5.Verses 13 to 16.
13到16节
says, "You are the salt of the earth."
你们是世上的盐
But if the salt loses its saltiness,
盐若失了味
how can it be made salty again?
怎能叫它再咸呢
It is no longer good for anything.
以后无用
except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot.
不过丢在外面被人践踏了你们是世上的光
Remember, Jesus himself said he is the light of the world. I am the light of the world.
记得耶稣说过自己是世上的光我是世界的光你们是世上的光
Town built on a hill cannot be hidden.
城造在山上是不能隐藏的
Neither do people light a lampAnd put it under a bowl.
人点灯不放在斗底下
Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house.
是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
Now look at verse 16 regarding how you should glorify God with your life. Give Him glory.
看一下十六节你会知道怎么样的用你的生活来将荣耀归给神你们的
verse 16 in the same way let your light shine before others before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify your father who is in heaven
你们的光也当照样这样照在人前叫他们看见你们的好行为便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父换言之主在说
that when you are walking in the light of Christ,
当你走在基督的光里头的时候
holiness, righteousness, which are the light of Christ,
发出来圣洁公义的时候这才是基督的光
obedience to God, which are the light of Christ,
顺服神是基督的光
reverence to Yahweh, which are the light, the components of the light of Christ,
敬畏归给神人这才是构成基督光里走的内容
walk in that way, the eyes of all people, you glorify God because now they can see how mighty, how awesome your God is and they glorify God also.
当你这个人们的眼前这么生活的时候将他们将荣耀归给神因为他们通过你来看出来看得出来亚威神的性情是多么的荣耀多么的圣洁多么的公义然后他说
that when the eternal gospel is proclaimed to humanity,
当着永远的福音面对人类传出去的时候
saying that that gospel should essentially come out openly to them and deliver to them the fact that the Lord judges sin.
这个永远的福音呢，应该跟他们公开的、非常明确的要传达，神是审判罪的。
He judges sin, and he will judge sin again.
他已经审判过罪，并且他再度的要审判罪了。Salvation
is now coming to you through the proclamation of the eternal gospel.
因此，救赎呢，现在通过宣布永远的福音才来到你这。
Salvation is essentially.Jesus saving you from the wrath of God. That God judges sin, and the Lord Jesus came to save you from the judgment of God.
这个救赎呢，告诉你，神从这个神的愤怒当中，你是得救的，你被拯救了，从这个神的审判当中，从神的愤怒当中得救的，就是你的救赎。
That God judges sin.And Jesus came to deliver you from the wrath of God.
神审判罪，耶稣从神的愤怒当中把你拯救出来了。
That is what has been lacking in the life of the church. The church of this age does not even believe that God judges sin.
这就是现在教会里缺乏的内容，因为现今的基督徒根本不相信神是审判罪的。
And that is what is missing in the gospel that is being preached at the pulpit.In the present day church.
这就是现今的教会当中传出去的福音正缺乏的内容，他们没有传神审判罪，他们缺乏的是惧怕神。
The Catholic gospel of prosperity that is from America that you see them preaching has not delivered that.To the Christians.
因为地上的福音繁荣福音从美国 传出来的这个繁荣福音呢，没有给基督徒教导他们惧怕神。
And then number two it says giving glory to God. They don't give glory to God because even the way they dress is very repulsive. It actually demeans God and rubbishes the salvation of Jesus in the eyes of men.
神审判罪的这永远福音的内容，并且他们没有将荣耀归给主，可以看得出来他们的穿着根本没有将荣耀归给神的那种穿着，就是地上的穿着。
When you look at the sexual sin and the sexual lust going on in this generation in the church, then you understandThat surely they have not glorified God with their lives. Your pregnancy is up and down, here and there, and all that kind of stuff.
当你看到他们犯的性罪，他们犯的情欲的罪，你就会发现，现今的基督徒根本没有将荣耀归给神，根本没有惧怕神，因为到处都有一个婚外的这个怀孕等的等之类的事情发生。
Right now we are trending number one on Twitter globally.
现在我们推特是全球第一位潮流了，非常的强大。
This is just the right platform to be able to bring such an awakening, everlasting gospel of the Lord for you to enter the kingdom of God.
这就是再好不过的时间，就是这让你醒过来的永远的福音传给你们的时间，好让你能够进入神的国度。
Then we see very clearly also,
我们也看得很清楚
that the everlasting gospel of God, when pronounced, not only does it announce that God judges sin, but also that the day of judgment has been set apart, appointed by the Lord, and it is coming.
神永远的福音传出去的时候，告诉你们的是神不仅仅是神审判罪，并且为了神的审判，这个日子审判的时候，审判的日子已经定下来了，并且这个日子是来临了，正在临近了。
Does it announce that that day of the judgment of God against sin is coming? But it also comes out clearly to announce that even the judge that will judge on that day has been appointed.As you see in the book of Acts, chapter 17, 30 and 31.
不仅仅是神是要审判罪，并且神审判的日子这个时候已经定下来了，并且这个日子审判的日子临近了，正如十七章三十节使徒行传。
And he says the Lord has already appointed the judge and he has brought proof to humanity by the fact that he has resurrected him from the dead.
因为神已经做好准，通过他的耶稣基督的复活来，已经都做好了审判罪的一切准备，必要的一切事情。
But this is serious. The aspects that the everlasting gospel ought to be delivering to the church.
就非常严重的内容，这永恒的福音传递给教会的信息内容。
When you look at the present day church, then you really understand that it has not. The gospel has not delivered that to them.
非常的惊讶，因为现在教会传出去的福音根本没有这样的内容。
And then the other aspect that angel is commanding. Remember, he's giving a command as he's flying up here.
当他给出命令的时候，就是这个天使飞在空中，让他说出这永恶的福音，就说出这样的命令。
He is not negotiating with you, but it is a command that he is giving as he flies up here with the everlasting gospel.
他并没有跟你妥协，他并没有跟你请求，这是他宣布的命令。当他飞在空中的时候，传出这永恩的福音，是给你下命令。
When it's proclaimed, it is a command to humanity.
因此，当这永恩的福音被传开来的时候，这是对人类的命令。
And so, another aspect that he commands as he flies up here.
因此，当他飞在空中下命令的时候，另一个方面。
He says that worship only the Lord Jehovah Yahweh, because only the Lord, the God of Israel, is the creator of the heavens and everything inside the heavens.
另一个内容就是应当敬畏耶和华，因为只有他是创造了天地和海和众水泉源的。
If you put it right to them, they will understand.
就是天地、海和众水泉源的。
Okay, so you said dunia, I said, I did not even say that. So he alone is the creator of the heavens and everything inside the heavens. The galaxies, the stars, and inside heaven itself, and the cherubim and the angels. He alone is the creator of the heavens and everything in the heavens.
他创造了天，并且天里的所有的一切，银河、星星，所有宇宙，并且开路宾、天使，所有天上的一切。
And I said, even inside heaven itself, the dwelling place of God, the cherubim and the angels and everything there.
那神天上那神所在的地方，那里头的基路伯、天使，所有的一切都被他造的。
Amazing.
非常的惊人。
And then he says, he alone is the creator of the earth and everything on earth.
并且唯有他是创造了地的，并且地上所有的一切的。
That he alone is the creator of all the seas, the oceans, the seas, and the lakes, and everything in them, every living thing in them.
只有他创造了海、湖水、河水，所有的，并且那所有一切的东西，就是唯有他来。并且唯有他来创造了地底下众水泉源的。
Under the earth, I don't know whether Swahili will do it well to help those people. Under the earth, he creates the heaven, the earth, and under the earth.
他创造的众水的泉源就是天地海和众水的泉源。
And so he creates under the earth also.
也这样也创造了地底下的东西。
No one else created the universe. That is the description of the universe. Heaven, earth, and under the earth.
没有任何一个创造宇宙万物的，除非亚威神，这就在这儿的宣布天地、海、众水、泉源，包括整个宇宙万物。换言之，这永恒的福音非常明确的要说出，唯有神是创造主。
He alone is the creator of all creation.
唯有他就创造整个一切被造世界的。
And then he says very clearly that the eternal gospel and preach should also deliver the fact that if that be the case, then Satan did not create anybody.
那这样的话，这个信息同时传出去的内容就是撒旦并没有创造任何一样东西。
And you should not fear him.
你不必要惧怕他 不必要把你自己降服于他 因为魔鬼撒旦也是被造物 被亚威创造的 被造物
Look at the present day church. Sometimes they think that the strength of the devil and the Lord are the same. They are even those who sometimes feel that the devil is stronger. Not at all. Not at all. That's a misnomer. An aberration of the truth.
有时候我看着现在的教会，他们以为撒旦的能力跟亚威神的能力是同等的，并且有时候呢，他们非常惧怕撒旦，撒旦能力比神还强大的，这是完全的误解，这是不对的理解。So
this is very powerful.
因此这是非常的强大。因此主把这一切带给你来看。
The components of the eternal gospel that the angel is glowing and flying up here and commanding.
那荣耀的天使飞在空中，要宣布的这荣誉的福音的构成内容，必须要在讲台当中要传开来的信息。这样一来，那讲台的意象现在整个世界知道的就是那个。 意象的要求你们，现在地上的基督徒的讲台要得以修复，讲道要得以修复。那个祭坛是被玷污的。
This is the process because we began with the word, the message at the altar. You see the message ever since the Lord sent us. The message we preach, repentance and holiness, has power and is raising cripples and has restored the church, has brought back the authority and the presence of God inside the church. That is the mission.
自从父上差派以来，通过我来传递的信息，就是悔改的信息，圣洁的信息，来把残疾人站起来，修复这个主的讲台，修复主的话语的，这才是主的权柄，主的同在带过来的。
就是顺服着声音的教会，他们得以修复的主的权柄、主的同在。那些顺服我的教会，现在收听这直播的教会，继续的修复他们的。 That's why when you look at your global Christian TV or the churches all over the earth, the presence of God is not there. You don't see them celebrating a cripple has walked. A cripple has walked. Jesus, cripple has walked. Thank you. Jesus, cripple has walked. Glory. You don't see anybody singing that song except only those that are submitted right here under this eternal everlasting gospel of repentance and holiness being preached by the messengers of Yahweh.
现在全球基督徒电视台当中，他们没有神的同在，他们没有任何一个唱起来行走了这首歌的。现在只有顺服这个两位先知的悔改圣洁这个永远福音的你们当中发生的主强大的同在，并且主强大的神迹启示。
Very powerful.
非常的强大,
and he says,
然后他说,
very, very clearly,
非常非常清楚的,
that he wants that message of heaven, a heavenly message, the pulpit from heaven signifies a heavenly message.
神愿意这从天堂来的信息，就是以天堂的信息为特点，to
be restored back to his pulpit.
要修复他的讲台，要归给他。
Right away from that vision of December 8, you can see that the pulpit belongs to the Lord, not mankind.
我们从这12月8号的意象当中就知道，讲台是属于神的，不是属于人的。
Very serious, blessed people.
非常的严肃。
Then you see also.
但你们也可以看到。
The angel is flying up there. He's giving a command, and it's more like a last call.
当天使飞在空中说出永恒的福音，是给人类命令的，并且这是个最后的呼叫。
The second angel comes.
然后呢，第二位天使来了。
And gives a serious warning about Babylon.
然后给出非常严重的警告，有关巴比伦。
In unfolding, in uncovering this message, you may want to know who is Babylon.
那这个信息的结束结束的时候，让你们知道谁是巴比伦，谁是巴比伦。
It says verse 8 of Revelation 14.
启示录十四章的第八节。
And I'm reading this as we are cascading down to the scripture of this day.
我今晚的这个讲道呢，以此内容来这个结束。又有第二位天使。
Same place he followed the other one, glowing with glory also.
意味着他现在飞在同样的天空中，仍然发出同样的荣耀，而接着飞，接着说。
And said, fallen.Fallen is Babylon the Great.
又有第二位天使接着说，倾倒了，倾倒了，大城巴比伦。
Because this has come from Yahweh himself as the components of the everlasting gospel.
因为这也是从亚威那来的，也成为永远福音的构成内容。
We will have to know what does it mean Babylon? Who is Babylon?
那我们有必要知道巴比伦是什么，谁是巴比伦。
And what does it mean she's fallen?Why has she fallen?
她倾倒了是什么意思？她为什么要倾倒呢？
Remember, there is a time I handled a little bit of this, and I said Babylon is fallen because Babylon has not obeyed the instruction of the first angel, the command of the first angel.
我已经跟你们分享的所说过了，巴比伦倾倒的理由是因为巴比伦没有顺服第一位天使发出来的命令，没有受到，没有遵守他的指示。
And very disturbing similarity between Babylon and the present day church.
并且是非常可悲的，非常悲惨的事实，就是现今的教会跟着巴比伦城，特点非常的类似，相似。
Fallen is Babylon the Great, which made all the nations drink the maddening wine of her fornications, of her adulteries.
叫万民喝邪淫大怒之酒的巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了。
We will want to know what type of wine is this that maddens nations.
我们要知道一下，这是个什么样的葡萄酒，让万民喝醉。
And what does it mean the wine, her maddening wine?
这个邪淫大怒之酒是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of her fornications and adulteries?
她犯的通奸奸淫是什么意思？
Remember I shared a vision of the woman seated on the beast based on this.
我已经跟你们分享了那个意象，就是那个淫妇骑在受伤的，坐在受伤的意象。又有第三位天使接着他们大声说，
If anyone worships the beast,
若有人拜兽
and its image,
和兽像
and receive this mark on their forehead or on their hand,
在额上或在手上受了印记
God's fury which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath, they will drink, they too will drink the wine of God's fury.
这人也必喝神大怒的酒
which has been poured out full strength into the cup of his wrath.
此酒正在神愤怒的杯中存一不杂。
What is the meaning of the cup of the wrath of God? I gave the vision when I was in Dodoma, Tanzania.
什么才叫做神大怒的杯呢？大怒的酒呢？我已经跟你们分享了我当我多多玛坦丹尼亚时的意象。
Tanzania Assemblies of God and also the Anglican Church of Tanzania.
当我受到坦桑尼亚教会的总会，并且坦桑尼亚 Anglican 教会的邀请的时候，跟他们宣布弥赛亚来临的时候，然后
it says you will drink from that if you worship the beast and worship his image or you take his mark.
他说如果你拜兽和兽像并且受到他的印记，你会喝这杯酒的，这愤怒的神的酒，神大怒的酒。当你在教圣经当中发现的，这是从亚威神来的令人震惊的警告。什么才叫做拜兽受他的印记呢？受的印记是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean to receive it on your forehead or your hand?
在你额上、手上受它的印记是什么意思呢？
And today we are going to look at what does it mean to drink the wine of God's fury poured out in full strength.
今天我们要分享的是什么才叫做神大怒的酒，处于不杂的神愤怒的酒。
And what does it mean, full strength, when the wine of the fury of the wrath of God is poured out in full strength? What does it mean? Could it be that it means no more grace? Could it be that it's describing the long suffering of God? The fact that God has been waiting for a long time for you to repent. If you see Ezekiel 33 verse 11, he says the following. He says that he does not take pleasure in the death and the perishing of the wicked, but he rather prefers that they should repent and find Christ. So what does it mean? The full strength of the wrath of God, the wine of the fury of God.
持久正在神愤怒的杯中存一不杂。
Could it be that it means that it's describing the long suffering of God?
这不就是意味着恩典的耗尽，并且神长时间忍耐的消失？
When he says he will pour out that wine into the cup of his wrath, full strength.
因为在这说的是存一不杂，没有任何其他的，剩下的只有神的愤怒。
Could it be that that means that the long suffering of God is being displayed in that scripture?
在这段经文不就是意味着神长时间的忍耐已经都耗尽了，不再有了？当你看到以西结三十三章，
Ezekiel 33:11 says, once you are there, we'll read it together, blessed people. It says, say to them,
你对他们说,
as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord.
主耶和华说, 我指着我的永生起誓。
In other words, on this very serious matter of gravity, God Yahweh has nobody of his equal that he may swear with, he may vow with.So he now vows and swears by his own life, the life of God himself, which we know is eternal. So what he's saying here, he's saying is a guarantee.
有关这个非常严重的问题，他没有任何其他的存在可以向他什么起誓的，因此在这他只能指着自己永远的生命来起誓。因此在说这事情是被神永远的神担保的。
His own life, which we know is the eternal life. So in other words, he's saying that this is a guarantee and established.
这是已经得着神的这保证，肯定要得以实现的，肯定发生的事情。
And so he's saying,
因此他说
that as surely as I live declares the sovereign Lord.
我指着我的永生，我永远的生命起誓。
Then he says,
然后他说
I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked.
我断不喜悦恶人死亡。
But rather that they turn from their wicked ways and live.
我喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。转回吧，转回吧，
from your evil ways.
以色列家呀，转回吧，离开恶道。
People of Israel.
何必死亡呢，以色列家呀。
You can see God is saying as thoughHe has put a thermometer into hell fire and he has seen how terrific, how terrible the fire is, like a blast furnace, 1760 degrees Celsius.
这好像神把这个温这个气温表放在地狱的火炉里，那测量一下，测出来的结果是1760度那么高的这个地狱火炉的这个
And you are seeing that the fire
温度气温这个火太猛烈了。
That you cannot manage it, you will not manage it in hell.
你绝对无法在地狱中能够就是控制下来的。
You see the tragedy of human life on this earth. You have lived through troubles, through cancers, leukemias, diabetes, hypertension, unemployment, divorce, brain tumors. He has seen all the suffering that sin has brought on the earth.And then he sees that you are still going on with sin, and you are going to end up now into that fire.
这是非常糟糕的，因为当你看到人类在地上，他们有癌症、高血压、离婚、失业、各种各样的肿瘤，这罪带给你们的后果，那仍然你死了之后又要去到地狱的火炉里吗？
Remember at midnight we are breaking the fast until 6 a.m. and then enter the dry fast.
记得我们这个今天午夜暂时结束了我们的干劲时，然后凌晨六点再开始东非时间。
Now the dry one begins this morning at exactly 6 in the morning.
今天凌晨六点就开始我们的干劲时。
I said we'll be gentle and gentle, we'll just increase it as we move on.
这非常一个这个亲切的温柔的就这么开始。
But he's saying here that God is crying out, why will you die? Repent. Why should you die? You've suffered on the earth so much like that. Why then plunge into eternal suffering, eternal pain, eternal torment?
你在地上受到了这么多的痛苦，你为什么又要去到永永远远的痛苦当中，那个地狱的火炉里头呢？你们离开吧，转回吧，离开恶道，离开转离罪恶，归向神。
And it's giving a dire warning here.
在这给出直接的警告。
The sternest warning, that's how I normally call this verse. The sternest warning by Yahweh on rebellion.
从神而来的针对悖逆人的非常震惊的警告。
That if you rebel against him, you too will drink the wine of God's fury, which has been poured out full strength, meaning undiluted with any grace, not diluted with anything compassion, not diluted with forgiveness. There is no more grace, forgiveness, and love. Now is full wrath.
如果你继续的就是悖逆神，如果你处在悖逆人的状这一边，你只能喝到神愤怒的这一杯酒，处于不杂的，没有任何一点点的恩典，没有同情，没有饶恕，没有神的慈爱，你的罪得不到神的赦免。这个时间，神恩典的门已经关闭了。
No more mercy.
不再有怜悯。
That's why he calls it full strength.
这是为什么神称之为处于不杂。
He's saying that this describes the long suffering of God, that the long suffering of God has been far stretched, and finally it is depleted, it is exhausted.
换言之，神长时间的忍耐最终结束了，耗尽了，不再有了，消尽了。
Then he says,They will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb. That is terrible.
他们会受到永远的惩罚，就在众天使和羔羊面前，非常可怕的。
We will want to know what is the meaning of tormented, to be tormented.
我们要知道一下什么才叫做受到痛苦。
The everlasting gospel when preached delivers this.
当永远的福音传出去的时候，必须要把这样的内容要传递出去，有关悖逆人的令人震惊的警告。然后他说，就是在圣天使和羔羊面前受到的，在火与硫磺之中受痛苦，什么才叫做火与硫磺呢？在圣天使和羔羊面前，
the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever.
他们受到痛苦的烟往上冒，直到永永远远。
There will be no day or night.
昼夜不得安宁。
For those who worship the beast and its image.
那些拜兽和兽像。
Or for anyone who receives the mark.Of his name.
受他名之印记的人，他们受到的痛苦，你必须要避开的，什么才是他的受的印记呢？谁的一切都做完了，然后
Because you know very well that all this is in the great tribulation, and yet for you are waiting for the rapture to be taken up into the safety of heaven. This should be an alarm to you. It should be a wake-up call to cause you to take.Your Christian salvation more seriously.
这一切都是发生在大灾难里头的事情。你呢？当然，你们是愿意参加被提的，因此这一切要赐给你的警告，要做出一切努力来，要参加神的被提，不要别让你被发现在大灾难当中。哈利路亚。
This calls for patient endurance on the part of God's people. What's the meaning of patient endurance?That you see in the book of Revelation 3:10 also.
圣徒的忍耐就在此，他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的。什么才叫做圣徒的忍耐呢？启示录十章也可以发现的。
Very good. It's a patient endurance on the part of God's people who keep God's commands. What does it mean to keep the commands of the Lord?
他们呢是守神诫命的，神在这的神的诫命指的是什么呢？
And he also says very clear here that remain faithful to Jesus. What is the meaning of being remaining faithful to Jesus? Being faithful to Jesus.
就是向耶稣忠诚是什么意思呢？在这呢守耶稣正道的。
Then I heard a voice from heaven say, "Write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on."
守耶稣正道是什么意思呢？我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下，从今以后在主里面而死的有福了。什么才叫做主里面死呢？
When preached, it will deliver forth the warning.
换言之，当神永远的福音被传开来，这应该带给你们警告。
And when it's preached, it will bring to you the understanding that you have a better kingdom waiting for you.
带给你们这个理解，就是更好的国度等着你们。
The eternal gospel when preached will give you perseverance based on the inexpressible promises of God of glory, in the glory, in the kingdom of God.The inexpressible promises of God for you in the kingdom of glory. They will make you persevere the persecution of this life, and that when you die, you will celebrate in heaven because he says you are blessed.
这永远的福音被传开来的时候，赐给你们忍耐，因为你已经知道了神那荣耀的无法用语言形容的荣耀的国度，就是等着你来享继承。因此你在地上的逼迫，什么样的环境下都可以忍耐的。这才是永远的福音赐给你们的。当永远的福音被传开来的时候，非常明确的要带过来，地上只有两种死亡。
There are only two types of death on this earth.
这地上只有两
Okay, that's all right. There are only two types of death on this earth. Either you die in the Lord or you die in your sin.
在地上只有两种死亡，要么你死在罪中，要么你死在主里面。
Kuna aina mbili tu ya vifo ya kifo duniani hapa. Either you die in the Lord or you die in your sins.
要么你死在你的罪中，要么你死在主里面。
Then it says, "Yes," says the Spirit.
是的，圣灵说，圣灵说。
Again, write this. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on.
要写下，从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。
Says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, and their deeds will follow them.
圣灵说，是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
What is the meaning of resting from your labor?
什么才叫做
I'm already on this side. What is the meaning of resting from your labor?
习了自己的劳苦是什么意思呢？
What are the labors he's talking about?
在这谈的劳苦指的是什么呢？
I don't know. So, you know, the Christians...They always travail on this earth. That's what is implying there.
在这说的意思就是基督徒在地上总是在苦难当中受痛苦，他们面对的是逼迫。
If you go out laboring to evangelize,
你出去为福音受劳苦。
And he says the trials and the temptations that you fight.
你要打败的那些试探、迷惑、考验，你要忍耐的那长时间的忍耐，那忍耐长时间的忍耐，你要达到的这个忍耐的水平。当这个世界侮辱你，嘲弄你的时候，这些做工的果效也随着你们。当你进入荣耀里的时候，因为你是借着恩典而重生的，你是借着神的恩典进入天堂的。
Whosoever is born again must exude forth some good works. If you read the book of James, chapter 1.
可是任何一个重生的基督徒必须要他的生活来要做出来一些善功主的功雅各书一章告诉我们的如果你完整的重生这个事实不可避免的带过来的结果
the deeds that you see expressed in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10 when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ in heaven and crowns are given glory is given you are given prizes
这些是你做工的果效当你出现在基督审判台前的时候领后五章的十节告诉我们就是基督审判
when you stand before the Bema seat of Christ
当你出现在基督审判台前的时候
inside heaven
在天堂里头
and rewards given
那就受到赏赐了这是在这说的内容在这讲得这么清楚呢你所做的都跟着你一起去
so what deeds have you performed on this earth from the gospel for the gospel for Christ
因此你在地上为了耶稣为了福音为了传福音你所做的苦功有什么呢
that will be able now to earn you the rewards that will follow you into glory
好让你进入荣耀的时候那些做工的果效也随着你可以一起进入的非常的强大蒙福的人们
so when we come back then we'll start tonight
因此当我们再来就开始今晚的信息
remember midnight we're breaking the fast and then at 6 in the morning the dry fast runs
记得东非时间12点